I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, as we look ahead to Valentine's Day, we explore the joys and challenges of love and intimate relationships after 50 with author Abigail Trafford. She's just written a book on that subject, and we'll have that conversation in just a few minutes. But first, we want to talk more about jobs, or rather, joblessness. President Obama hosted a White House meeting yesterday to focus on how the economic crisis is affecting African Americans in particular. While the national unemployment rate is just under 10%, more than 16% of African Americans are now officially jobless, and that number does not include those who've been out of work so long they've dropped out of the hunt altogether. The Reverend Al Sharpton was one of those who attended yesterday's meeting. He is, of course, a well-known activist, a leader of the civil rights organization, the National Action Network. He's also a former candidate for the Democratic nomination for president himself. Also with us is Charles Ogletree, professor of law at Harvard University. He's long been an advisor of President Obama's. Thank you both so much for speaking to us. Welcome back, I should say. Reverend Sharpton, any idea how this meeting came about?
Yes. Well, four of us, Dr. Dorothy Height, of the National Council of Negro Women, Ben Jealous, president of the NAACP, and Mark Morial of National Urban League, and myself as president of National Action Network, wrote the president, and we requested a meeting on this issue. And about 2 weeks ago, and Valerie Jarrett, his senior advisor, called back and said the president would accept our request and would meet with us on this issue. So, you know, a lot of the media that is speculating on how the meeting happened, we asked for the meeting and he granted the meeting.
So were there any specific steps that you're asking him to take?
No, we raised in the letter and in the meeting that we wanted to meet with him to, A, put some focus on the fact that blacks in this country are roughly double in unemployment to whites. In some cities, over 50% black male unemployment. And we wanted to know how in the present job creation bill that he's pushing the Senate and the House to do, how we can deal with that level of disparity as well as poverty in general. The idea of the meeting was to explore, one, how we felt, for him to hear from us how we felt, as well as for us to get from him the commitment of the administration to make sure that all of these things were factored in. As we then now go to meet with House and Democrats and Republicans and in the Senate to rally around this bill. So it was a meeting to really exchange ideas. We didn't go in there with an ask list because, quite frankly, it would take more than the president to deal with this. This legislation is going to have to come out of the House and the Senate. I think as we try to get a seat at the table for civil rights leadership, there is where we will have to have the devil in the details. And we wanted to establish a seat at the table as labor has done, as big business has done. Civil rights community has not been at the table as they try to iron out the specifics of this job bill.
I want to hear more about that, whether you feel that joblessness is in for a civil rights issue, but I want to hear from Professor Ogletree. Professor Ogletree, you've been asked a couple of times to reflect on this question of whether it makes sense politically or substantively to focus on an issue like joblessness as a black issue as opposed to an economic issue. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think my thoughts are pretty clear, Michelle, and that is that we have to focus on jobs as probably the most significant issue facing our country. President Johnson did it when he talked about a war on poverty. President Roosevelt did it, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, when he talked about Social Security and other forms of aid, and President Obama will have to do it as well. The great thing about the meeting with Reverend Sharpton and Mark Morial and Ben Jealous and Dr. Height is that there was no disagreement that the number one priority right now is jobs for the group of Americans suffering more than any other. And that's African Americans. The numbers are staggering. And the president heard that. He hosted this meeting. And now he's going to have to do what he suggested he's going to do, and that is to make sure that jobs are his top priority. I think there's been a wake-up call since the State of the Union address. And the president's been reaching out. People in his cabinet have been pushing for jobs, either through the Department of Agriculture with construction work, the Commerce Department with small minority businesses, getting Pell Grants back so kids can go to college, and getting money to fund HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. And I think he sees that all these issues are tied together. Reverend Sharpton and I every week talk about this in one respect or another on Reverend Sharpton's radio program, because it's not going away. The president will have to make sure that it's the top priority going forward.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about this week's White House meeting about the economic crisis and how it specifically affects African Americans. We're speaking with Harvard Law Professor Charles Ogletree and the Reverend Al Sharpton, the president and founder of the National Action Network. And, of course, he's a well-known civil rights leader and a former candidate for the presidency himself. Professor Ogletree, you were quoted on CNN yesterday. When you appeared on CNN yesterday, you said that the president has done a lot, but not enough. Are you speaking specifically or globally about joblessness? Are you saying you don't think he's done enough specifically to address the particular challenges of African Americans, whatever they may be, in this particular area and how they're faring in the economic crisis? Or do you think overall he has not done enough to address joblessness?
That needs to be, excuse the term, disaggregated. Not done enough, as Reverend Sharpton and I both agree, is that part of the challenge is that he can't just make a million jobs available, and he can't make $1 billion available. He has to have the cooperation, as Reverend Sharpton said, of Congress. And it is a Democratic Congress with a high majority in the House and 59 members of the Senate, including some independents. And so there's not enough. And he said it in the State of the Union. He says the House has passed the jobs bill, and I'm calling on you, senators, to do the same thing. He said Democrats have done this. I'm calling on you, Republicans, to do the same thing. So I'm not blaming him. I'm saying that he has to do more, and that may mean using the bully pulpit, saying, I want a bill on jobs on my desk right now, and I will sign it. And that means that, the president knows he hasn't done as much as he'd like to do. He wanted health care passed this past fall, or in January. It didn't happen. He wants to make sure, though, the greatest thing I've heard since the State of the Union address, Michelle, is that he's saying, you know what, those banks who we bailed out in 2009, they're going to pay for this urban jobs program. They're going to be expected to give the money necessary. So that's a concrete, definable plan. And he can say it, but he still needs Congress to make sure he can do it. He can't do it by himself.
Reverend Sharpton, do you think that the jobless situation is a civil rights issue? And if so, how so?
I think that when you have a disparity as glaring as it is, where blacks are doubly unemployed, that is a civil rights issue, because you have there clearly from the data, there are systemic problems. Some of it is structural inequality. Some of it is historic. Some of it is discrimination. We must be at the table to discuss that. I'll give you an example. Dr. Ogletree just spoke about the president can say, we demand, I want you to have a jobs bill on my desk right away to sign, and there's going to be out of this a million jobs. Well, if business is at the table and labor is at the table, and some of the labor unions have been ones that have discriminated in the construction trade, for example, against black workers, and we're not at the table, a million new jobs, we will not get our share. Or if big business has discriminated, we will not get our share. So I think that the thing that we started yesterday was to make it clear to the Senate and the House, we need to be at the table to make sure that this is for all Americans and that it is not a continuation of the structural inequality we've seen in the past when we create new jobs.
Professor Ogletree, can I get you to take that question as well? Do you think that there's a civil rights issue here?
Oh, it is. I mean, when you talk about the idea that we have rights of voting, of educational rights in some respect, and health rights that come out of the Constitution, that it is the most important civil rights issue, because to have an education and not be able to get a job, to have an education and not be able to get health care, to have an education and not be able to live in a home means that we've only cracked the door of Brown in 1954. And the next stages, as Reverend Jackson said remarkably and consistently, from slavery to Jim Crow segregation to civil rights to economic power, it is what stares us in the face. And in reality, the president not only has to see it that way, but I'm convinced in my discussions with him and with his cabinet members that he has seen it that way and will see it that way. And his top priority, as he said just a couple of weeks ago, is jobs, jobs, no way around it.
But Professor Okochee, I'm sure this is a question which may drive you crazy. I don't know, but I still have to ask it. There are Americans who will say, how can it be a civil rights issue when the man at the White House, the man with whom Reverend Sharpton and the other leaders met yesterday, is himself African-American? How can this be a civil rights issue that if there are sort of disparities, then it's related to other factors like education, for example? How do you respond to that?
Doesn't drive me crazy at all, Michelle. The reality is that President Obama can't hire a million people. He doesn't have that authority. He lives in public housing, right? He's on a fixed income as the president of the United States of America. So to talk about we've got a black president, that's wonderful. As my dear friend Reverend Eugene Rivers said at our conference on the Vineyard last summer, he says we've got one black man in the White House. We've got a million black men in jail. So we've got to change that equation. That is not the solution. That's the beginning of it. It's wonderful that we've done that. But it doesn't mean that we don't need civil rights. We don't need issues like affirmative action. We don't need equal access. All those things that we needed before November 4, 2008, we need even more because some of us think that we've solved the problem of race by electing the first African-American president. We have not. We still have to talk about education, employment, housing, health care, and jobs in a real sense, real jobs. And I think that's what will make a difference. This president would say the same thing. If I don't put people back to work, then my presidency had been a failure. Well,
okay, thank you for that, Professor Charles Ogletree. He's a professor of law at Harvard University. He joined us from Miami, Florida. Reverend Sharpton, you said that you were hoping to meet with members of Congress. Perhaps you'll be able to come back and talk to us after those meetings. Thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you, Michelle.
The Reverend Al Sharpton is the founder of the civil rights group, the National Action Network. He joined us by phone from New York. Also with us, Charles Ogletree, professor of law at Harvard University. He joined us from Miami, Florida. Thank you, gentlemen.